How are you guys doing, Keith and Mike? Appreciate you having me on.
Our pleasure. Well, let's get this rain out of your way for next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but next weekend's Hoosiers Outrun Cancer. It's in its 18th year. And, Bill, the forecast for next Saturday is 67 and mostly sunny. I don't think you could really find better weather than that. Hopefully that will increase everybody getting out. But this has been 18 years of this. This has been a well-attended event. This has been a big, big fundraiser. Tell us what you've seen with your time working with it.
Well, I'll tell you, I've seen it grow, like you say, into a very strong community event. Kind of everybody gets out there. It's an occasion to share some stories and some support and some memories about loved ones who have maybe fought the cancer battle and not made it, and more importantly the ones that have made it. So it's it's a celebration. It's time to get together, and it's time to help raise money to support the Alcott Center.
And as you mentioned, cancer affects almost everybody. I don't know if there's a family or a group of people that have just missed it somehow. That's the disturbing part, that it does affect so many people now. But the encouraging part, as you mentioned, we have seen the money raised and everything else help either prevent, slow down, or help it get into remission. That's been a positive thing.
Definitely gaining. I've been involved in one way or another with this race for the last 10 years. And, one of the great things that we give people an opportunity when they register to ask if they want to be recognized as a cancer survivor. So you get a red shirt instead of whatever the regular T-shirt is for that year. So I'm not saying we track those numbers, but it's a number we keep track of because we're ordering shirts and doing things like that. And, the great thing is we're seeing more and more every year that those numbers are going up. So that's a positive thing for sure.
Bill, what do you do with the money specifically that you earn on this race?
100%, Keith, this money goes to the IU Health Alcott Center. And if people don't know what that is, I encourage them to get online and look at what the Alcott Center does. They provide services for people who are battling cancer right now or have gone through and are in remission. One of the cool things I think it does is, sometimes people forget that there's a patient, but there's a surrounding group of people. It might be their children. It might be a spouse, a parent, whoever. All those thoughts go through your head when you hear that word or that diagnosis. So, people, nurse navigators, they call them, from the Alcott Center will come alongside somebody when they have a diagnosis. They help educate the individual and guide them through the processes. There's a lot goes on to get the services and the treatment. It also helps the families or people surrounding them understand what's going on and answer any questions that they have. Educate is really probably the word I'm looking for. And one of the stats I'll tell you, there's a whole set of bullet points I can tell you, but the one that always jumps out at me is that the Alcott Center's team of navigators, they're following or helping along an average of about 470 patients on a monthly basis. So some of those are just beginning. Some of them are working their way out of the process. It's a small organization. It's a good organization, but that's a lot of work for people to do. So the funds stay 100% in the community. They're not going to cancer research. They're doing the things that people need real time when they're dealing with cancer.
And Bill, the great thing is in the last 17 years, you have raised nearly $3 million on this that has stayed in this community to help people in this community.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It is great. It's bad and good.
I can't say enough about the volunteers and the staff at the foundation and, you know, the committee that does this. We've been fortunate enough to be recognized as an outstanding group. I can't remember the name of the thing, but it was, it's just when you get together and you put on some kind of process that's helping the community out. And I have got to meet and become friends with a great group of people. And, you know, there's, in addition to the people who are participating and registering and fundraising for the event, we've got over 400 volunteers pretty much on an annual basis helping us out as well.
Bill Bartley is our guest this morning. He is the race manager for Hoosiers Outrun Cancer. And when Keith and I hear outrun and race, we get a little nervous.
Yeah.
That's why we wanted to have you on the program to alleviate people's fears. And we've got some deadlines that are coming up here quickly. So we wanted to make sure we let everybody know before we get to the 21st and get to the 25th. Or get to the 25th that we could get everything in order. When we hear Hoosiers Outrun Cancer, yes, that is an option, but it is not a requirement.
You can walk. You don't have to run.
Or you can waddle or whatever
exactly.
It is we do.
You don't even have to be a Hoosier, technically. You know,
we'll prefer that, though.
Anybody out there. So the first thing you don't have to be is a Hoosier, but we want all the Hoosiers to get out there, obviously. And then the second thing you don't have to be is a runner. We've got a 1 mile kids run. That's what kicks the event off at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 30th. There's a 1 mile family walk. That's probably our largest group actually. We end up typically say in that 5,000 participant range.
Whoa.
Probably 2,500 to 3,000 of those are 1 mile walkers. So, big groups of people, teams of people out there doing the 1 mile walk. And then about 20 minutes after that at 10:20, we kick off the competitive 5K. That's a timed event. And then following that immediately is the 5K walkers. And that's people that have more to talk about, apparently, because they're going three times as far as the 1 mile walkers are.
Now, Bill, this starts out at the IU Stadium, and the real issue is you can do this as an individual or you can do it as a team. What's it cost to participate?
Registration for anybody 6 years old or older is $25 through next Monday, the 25th. That's what we call the early registration. That guarantees you a T-shirt. And then after that, the price goes up to $30 starting a week from today. The team deadline, you mentioned the teams. There's kind of a team competition. That's teams of people maybe from, say, all the radio stations around town or maybe all the heating and cooling places around town or the schools or the... you name it. You know, we have about 150 teams a year, and of that 5,000 people that are participating in the event, probably over half, well, not probably, it is more than half, are members of a team. So the team deadline for forming a team and doing some fundraising on that is Thursday of this week, the end of the day. Then the following Monday, online registration closes so we can get all the materials ready for the race that following weekend. So that's Monday the 25th, online registration closes. And then you can register by paper anytime during the week, but we have Friday at the stadium, Friday the 29th from 11 to 6. People can come and pick up their shirts and their race numbers and so forth so they don't have to battle the line Saturday morning. We also have late registration on site there. We register probably another 500-plus neighborhood.
We want those Friday procrastinators to get morning. In there because they have to pay extra money that goes to the Olcott Center. So if you like to procrastinate, nobody's going to stop you from doing that.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Well, win-win. You get in,
and
we get more money.
A lot of people wait for the weather, so, you, yeah, exactly.
The weather's going to be
for
perfect.
Sure, that weather forecast you gave was fantastic. So keep my fingers crossed on that one.
Well, and I think we want to reinforce to people, if you don't get in by the early deadline and you don't get on a team, it's okay. You can still do this. For a couple years, I've gone at the last minute and registered, and sometimes they do have an extra T-shirt laying around, and sometimes they don't. But it's not about the T-shirt. It's about giving money to the Alcott Center and helping out and doing that and being able to participate in either the family walk or the 5K run.
Well, and you don't have to worry about any of this because the police and sheriff's deputies and all this blocking off all this things. It's as safe as it can possibly be for the route that you're going to be walking on or running on. Bill, it's an amazing effort.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about the day before because I've been there and seen people coming in to pick up their T-shirts and register. Your volunteers are amazing.
I appreciate that, and they are for sure. I can't say enough about them. There's like the participants, there's a lot of volunteers that come back every year. You know, they're kind of like you mentioned, they hear that word walk or run. Maybe that's not their piece of cake, but they're happy to come out and spend time and help put the event on, which is, you know, it's as important as raising the funds, because without them, we can't do it, is what it comes down to.
Bill, what inspires me is when I see the people that have the cancer survivor shirts and I see their friends walking arm in arm with them as a kind of in-your-face cancer kind of thing. That is, it's inspiring.
It is. You're going to try to make me start crying, aren't you? Because it's a very emotional event.
It
sure
is.
I don't know what else I can say about it because, you know, you're happy, you're sad, you're excited. It's everything all at once. And then you share in all that with your community and in every sense of the word community. I can't stress that enough.
Bill Bartley is our guest this morning. He's the race manager for Hoosiers Outrun Cancer. It's the 18th year. It's coming up a week from Saturday, the 30th of September, the final Saturday in September. Let me give you two things to remember quickly. The team deadline is Thursday, September 21st. That's this Thursday. And the online and early registration deadline is Monday, September 25th. You may participate after that. Your prices are going to be a little bit different. Tell us what's going to happen race morning. What time do I need to be there? What time do I need to be stretched out by? And what time are we going to? What time are you going to carry me home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So 7:30 things kick off, and that's late registration and people picking their materials up. That goes 7:30 to 9:30. That's a pretty broad time compared to some other events because just the sheer number of people. 9:30 we kick off the ceremonies. The Chuck Crab Band is playing while we're there. We've got a great MC. We share a few stories. There's a balloon release before the event. The 10 o'clock sharp, Chuck Crab will announce the start of the 1 mile kids run and family walk. And then about 20 minutes, you know, we'll kind of watch that all happen. And then 20 minutes later, the 5K occurs. There is a water station, an aid station every mile on the 5K track or course. There's a large one at the finish line, Kroger locally. The Southside store this year is helping us out. They provide bananas and other snack-type items and water for the end of the race. We're going to have some food trucks for the first time this year. I'm not going to get into all that right now, but that's a little bit different. There's a kids area set up so that the kids can stay occupied while the race is finishing up. We have our award ceremony. And another thing new this year is we're going to have some of the teams are going to start tailgating post-race a little bit closer to the finish line. So,
yeah, it's closer to the cooler.
Happening this year, but good day. What's that?
It's a little bit closer to the cooler. That's exactly right. After you've done your
now
work.
Now you're talking my lingo,
there
buddy.
There you go. I'll help you hold. I'll help you hold those doors open. Now, quickly, the course is a 5K course. I'm guessing you're going to keep it around campus, but there's probably an area that needs to be lighter traffic during that day. Where does your race course for race day on the 30th?
Okay, quickly we go, we leave the stadium. The start line is at the ship's bow there in front of Memorial Stadium on the West Concourse.
Are you going through on the fraternity row that way?
We do. We head down Indiana. We cut across Cottage Grove, work our way up Law Lane, which is a bit of a challenge for some people, maybe. We meet up with Jordan at Law Lane there, and we go Jordan all the way north through the extension, come out at Fee Lane by the baseball fields, and finish in the purple lot real close to, the stadium and the track practice football field there.
Yeah, the purple lot there on the north side, so that's a great course. Yeah, a little uphill there to Law Lane, right?
A little bit, yeah. It's a good downhill finish, though, pretty much all the way. Once you get to 17th Street, you're just cruising downhill, probably pretty close to, that's right at a mile there once you get to that point. So we did our best to give everybody a downhill slope getting into the finish line.
Well, that's good.
The purple lot, you know, anybody that goes out there, you know, when we started doing this, that was a big gravel space we used for parking, and now it's kind of a focal point of the finish and all that. It's just beautiful out there, the stadium area. So
yeah, it's gorgeous. Did a nice job. It's all paved, and it's all tree planted, and you've got parking planters and everything else there. And that's great that Indiana University partners with you on all this and allows you to use the facilities.
Yeah,
Hoosiers
big
out,
part for sure.
Hoosiers out. What is this? HoosiersOutRunCancer.org. You can find the Facebook page as well. Hoosiers Outrun Cancer. Just search that on Facebook and it should come up. Let's get again the details, the deadlines. 21st Thursday this week is the team deadline, and early and online registration closes Monday, September 25th. But you can still participate. You can sign up in person on Friday and Saturday of next week. It's Hoosiers Outrun Cancer. Great job, Bill, as always, and best of luck. I hope you break
you
all your
well.
Records.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that, and I hope we see everybody out there.